Hey friends, it's Pastor Jason. Thank you so much for listening to The Daily Hit. You can get all of this content and more at jasonjohncowart.com. Be sure to follow and share this with your friends. Let's jump into today's verse. All right, so today's verse comes out of James chapter 1, verse 22. It says this, "But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves." I mean, honestly, we don't really need to spend the entire 5 minutes on this specific verse to really unpack what we're talking about here. But what is interesting to me is that we can read this verse, we can see this verse, we can understand this verse, we can embrace the context of this verse, but we still don't always do these things. Like, the Bible is very clear on how we should live our lives and what we should do. But for some reason, we tend to try to go our own way. We try to do things on our own. And the Bible says here, what you're doing is you're really fooling yourself. You're not fooling anybody else. You're not fooling God. You're not fooling your problem or your situation you're facing. You're fooling yourself. So we've got to do what the Bible tells us. So what's the big deal here then? I mean, it's very cut and dry. The Bible says do something, you do it. Where's the problem? Well, here's the problem is faith. That's the problem. Because you see, the Word of God is going to tell you to do things that are counter to what your flesh wants to do. We've talked in the past Daily Hits about Galatians chapter 5 by following the fruit of the Spirit, allowing the Holy Spirit to have those fruits being produced in our lives. We've talked about that versus the fruit of the flesh and how our flesh is constantly wanting us to do things that are contrary to what the Spirit wants. And so what are we talking about here then? At the end of the day, it's very, very simple. Your flesh wants one thing. The Spirit wants another thing. And the thing that allows us to choose the Spirit over the flesh is that we do what James tells us to do. And we read the Word of God. We embrace the Word of God. And we apply the Word of God to our lives. And when we do that, we experience the fruit of the Spirit. But to apply the Word of God to your life means that there are going to be plenty of times where the Word of God goes counter to what you want, or to what you've experienced maybe in the past, or to what you can believe can or cannot happen. And so you have to make a decision on whether or not you're going to walk by faith or you're going to walk by sight. You're going to walk by what you've seen things, how things have been done, how your life has been lived, or you're going to embrace the truth of the Word of God and allow the Word of God to be applied to your life so that the fruit of the Spirit can be realized in your life. James says, read the Word, understand the Word, embrace the Word, and then do what it says. You have to follow through with the doing, but the doing takes faith. So one of the things you might want to take some time to pray about when it comes to this specific verse is, God, I can read your Word and I can understand your Word, but will you give me faith to trust your Word so that I can apply your Word so that I can become what you've said I could become? That's really where the rubber meets the road. You can have all the information you want, and we talk about this a lot within the context of church, that people know a lot about God, a lot about Jesus, but until that head knowledge makes its way down to your heart and you embrace it as a belief, not just a piece of information, then you're never really going to step into the relationship with God that He wants you to have. The knowledge has to become belief, and the knowledge of God's Word has to actually be done in your life, or otherwise it's to no avail. I can give you complete and total directions on how to get to my house, but if you never actually get in your car and apply those directions, you're never going to reach my house. And the same thing happens in your Christian life. You can know everything there is to know about the Bible. I mean, goodness, Satan knows the Bible. You can know the Bible but not have a relationship with God. You've got to get to the place where the Bible, the knowledge that you gain, the reading of it, becomes action in your life. And the way that it becomes action is that you read it and then you believe it. And then you do it. Action always follows belief. That's how it has always been, and that's how it always will be. So if doing is going to become a part of your daily routine, it means that you've not just read what the Word says, but you do what James says to do, and you do it. Friend, that takes faith. It takes faith. It takes faith to do something like tithing when it seems like 100% should go further than 90%. It takes faith to forgive someone, even though they're the ones who hurt you and you're the one that was the victim. It takes faith to do these things. It takes faith to walk this life God's called us to. He gives us the Word of God, the basic instruction before leaving earth. That's what they say the Bible stands for. He gives us this, but we've got to apply it. So here's what I'm asking you to do today. Take some time. Don't just read the Word, but ask God to give you the faith and the courage and the wisdom on how to apply it. Don't fool yourself. Read the Word. Believe the Word. Do the Word. Thank you so much for listening today. If you have any questions or comments, maybe a verse recommendation, I'd love to hear those. Or if you want to financially support this podcast, visit jasonjohncowart.com. And if you're in the Northeast Houston area and you're looking for a great church home, we'd love to have you at Freedom. Visit freedomdl.com for more information.